Glenn, we're here at the big Xbox Live announcement. A lot of people have been looking forward to this, lots of content partners jumping in, but you're the man in the know, so tell us why we're here.
Well, we're here to really introduce a new dashboard to all of our Xbox Live members. Really an innovation that truly brings controller and Kinect together to seamlessly find all that content. Whether you want to use your controller or with the power of Kinect, use your voice or gesture. That's first and foremost. This also to introduce this entertainment platform and working with all our partners and this opportunity to take that rich experience and what we've done with the dashboard, now bring it to entertainment partners so you can seamlessly stream in high def all their content that you would traditionally find online, bring it to the Xbox with the full integration of Kinect.
Now, you mentioned a little bit, we've talked to a few of your partners here. This update, you know, past updates have been about kind of gaming and the gaming side, but this one is really more about the entertainment side and bringing extra value and making the Xbox more of kind of a multimedia platform for yourself.
And certainly continuing what we've always, from day one, where we're introducing that Ethernet port, right? It's trying to bring great, rich content to our Xbox Live members. So you're definitely seeing a momentum with entertainment. But we're so committed to the core. There's some cool features I didn't talk to, and that's we now have roaming profiles. I can log into any console. I'm not doing a profile download anymore. I'm just simply logging into any console anywhere. And I'm carrying with me everything I've purchased or I own through Xbox Live now with me. So whether that be the games I've downloaded, I can now play on any other console, or all the entertainment content. Even if I subscribe or I've purchased or I'm a member of any of our entertainment partners, they come with me because I'm now logging into Xbox Live.
That's pretty cool.
Now, that being said, there was one function that seems to be focused on gaming that I'm really interested to talk about. Beacons. Can you explain to us what that is?
Yeah, Beacons is a way for our, certainly for our core gamer, is to call out what you want to play now. You know, I think all of us, when you come to the console, and sometimes you really want to play a game. And sometimes you're reluctant to kind of start poking at your friends by saying, hey, are you up for a game? Are you up for this? Well, now what will happen is by sending out a beacon, and you can have up to five of them, is you can basically say, hey, look, this is what I'm into playing. So if you log on, I'm going to remind you. So that toast that pops up that says I'm online, it also calls out and says, hey, I'm online and I'm up for a game of Call of Duty, let's say. And so now here's a great way for your friends on Xbox Live know you're up for it. So a great way to make it really simple to engage with folks without being so intrusive. It also allows you to extend it into Facebook. You can put those kind of alerts into the Facebook. So that's how the intent of the beacon is, to really kind of, you know, get it out there.
And to keep along the lines of the core gamer, you guys have sold a lot of Kinects, truckloads and truckloads, but there are still some holdouts that are just using their controllers. So what can they look forward to with this new update? How will their controller-only gaming sort of react when this loads up on their Xbox?
Well, I think like anyone who's actually used Kinect, when you actually have that experience for the first time where you truly are the controller, it's pretty amazing experience for anyone. And I think as we're introducing more and more games, is making those games relevant for our core Xbox Live member base or any of our core gamers. But beyond even the games and how we're integrating, even if it's just voice control for a particular game, it's also introducing what we know they're interested in, and that's more and more entertainment, more and more rich content. And so it's taking Kinect and making it better. Is to say, you know, look, we've got these great partnerships. For the first time, you know, you're seeing over a dozen partners land in Canada, you know, through a holiday season on a console that you have in your home with HD. But now with Kinect, it makes it even simpler to use to be able to navigate. I love doing a Bing search, and I was trying to demonstrate how I simply go Xbox, Bing, Call of Duty. I pulled up the entire franchise of that content. So if I want to quickly find my content, a new release, even if it's a core game that I haven't heard about, I can use my voice. And so I think that's what's really empowering.
Yeah, with this update, it sounds like the sort of the ongoing mission, but especially with all the partners that you pulled in now, is to make the Xbox kind of the go-to place so that you won't necessarily have to go to your TV or go to your computer, and you can just stay on the Xbox and do most of what your entertainment needs need.
Well, a lot of consumers want to get more out of anything that we purchase, and so here's a great opportunity to take the Xbox 360 platform and provide you more. And that more comes down to games, social, and entertainment. And so we know there's a demand for it, and so that's what we've been trying to continue to deliver.
All right, thanks very much.
Actually, no, I also heard that the arcade marketplace for games got a little bit of an overhaul with everything else. Can you sort of explain how that would be different to the current sort of operating system you guys have?
Well, it's now fully integrated, whether it be controller or Kinect. That's one. What's also a nice benefit of having Kinect is being able to simply say Xbox Show, and it actually pops up, you know, I can pick and choose the type of genre, so I can select the type of genre I want, but I can also sort by. So using my voice, I can now sort, as we've had before, but now seamlessly, user rating, download, popularity. And so what you're seeing is that marketplace, making it really easy to find that content. And you're also going to see in our games marketplace a lot more, simplicity on how we're landing that content, finding key genres you're into, right? One thing for me, love role-playing games. It's made it even simpler for me to discover the role-playing games that are available on Xbox Live, whether it be arcade or 360 titles.